following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the different Purina makes and feed it right along.
I get an emailed transcript of the voicemail, and it's Google. I don't know how the technology is, and I must say it's very sadly lacking, but that call, if you understood that call, because Fatty is really hard to understand, even when you're standing with him in person, it's a sad thing. I want to read to you the Google Voice email that I got. I am not changing a thing. I am reading it exactly as it is, lovies, and here we go. Ready? Okay. Hello, I'm calling you from the our whole deal from the Studebaker, and I don't know why is your mechanical. Can you suck cock novel me? But I have a fairy, and I'd like to call conscience about black current science. Could you tell it like it is? And I believe that those diamond trouble enough light on a Friday myself, Lano. Brian. They're playing a prank, and so anyway, that's the rest of my call was to tell those Dobbins children.
Fuck him.
I said hello. There's something out. It was a very tiny penis in the car in front of me because your rapping engine. Anyway, bye, yeah. But anyway, the you know those dogs.
Fuck him.
Supposed to play prank, so anyway, give him a big hug for me, and I'll dance off from laying girl for one you. I'll maybe you would have a glass of scotch for you. Been letting you know, like Skype tonight, cubicle.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Can you suck cock novel me?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1998. The BFO for Monday the 21st of September 2015, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and there was something in the Villa mailbox.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty, old school. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Big Fatty, you got to get your chair just right. I know. I'm not prepared. No, Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Well, anyway. Hi, everybody. 1998. Yes, Big Fatty, it was a very good year. So there you have it. So, yeah. Yes, Big Fatty, the voice letter line has been ringing off the hook. It really has. And yes, and so there you have it. Y'all, it was a good weekend, and I'm going to tell you all about it right after I do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, gotta see y'all today. Today, the 21st of September, 2015. Y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of not one, but two, I say, chew. Listeners of the BFO, y'all, the first one, he is up there in the, I believe he's in, the New York.
Big Fatty's in New York City?
No, I don't think he's making salsa up there, but he's somewhere up, near the New York City, I believe. Y'all, is that John Kobeck?
Yes, Big Fatty, he always, checks on your cholesterol.
It's true. He likes to keep my medical records up to date. And y'all, our other celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, you know him from his attendance at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas each year. Y'all, he lives out there in the City of Angels. Y'all,
Big Fatty, is he involved in those gangs near LAX?
I don't think so. But, y'all, it is the one and only Nico Martinez.
Big Fatty, we love Nico Martinez.
It's true. And, y'all, so if you see that John Kobeck, or Nico Martinez on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, y'all just reach out to him. Big Fatty, don't be saying touch him inappropriately. Well, you know, whatever. But anyway, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Gussie, y'all, since I spoke to you last Thursday evening for the Friday little show, y'all, it's a good day in the coal mine on Friday. Y'all had a couple of people out. Veda took the day off. Big Fatty. And Larry Clyde took the afternoon off, and I had a situation that came up Friday afternoon that I had been in a meeting several months ago, and I had taken notes and all from it. And y'all, we got the next meeting's coming up this week, and y'all, I was looking for the notes so I could give it to the folks. Y'all, I couldn't find them. Couldn't find them anywhere, so I had to go back and listen to the mechanical of the meeting so I could make the notes all again. And y'all, then I couldn't remember who the hell was at the meeting and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, all that got done, but that was just a poor big order. Yeah, it was a poor big fatty. Y'all got home for right day night. Y'all, I made my Italian Mussolini spaghetti. And, y'all, I put lots of extra meat in it. Yes, Big Fatty, big old meat sketty. Big Fatty, and y'all, and put it in the cracker pot. Y'all, it cooked up, and I tasted a little bit. It needed some salt, but yeah, y'all and I had seasoned it as I was preparing it. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, it always gets better after it sits in the refrigerator. So y'all, I'm gonna have that for my supper. I'm gonna have that for my supper here Sunday evening. And then after I did that, y'all, I'd bought a big 3-pound package of the ground beef, and so y'all, I had saved a pound of it, and made me two gigantic hamburger steaks, and y'all, I just put them in the refrigerator, and then on Saturday, I was gonna grill them out on my grill, and I did that, but y'all, before I did that, old Veda had asked me if I wanted to go see the rugby game. It's the gay rugby team, the what are they called, the Charleston Blockade or something like that. They were playing the gay rugby team from the Hatlanta. And y'all, we were sitting there, and y'all, the sun just ooh. Ooh, y'all, it's been nice and just a touch of fall this past week. But y'all, over the weekend, summer has returned. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I had a Sunday afternoon. I had to turn the air conditioner back on. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's not comfortable. And I don't like to do that, but I did it anyway. And y'all, I'm much more comfortable now. Yes, Big Fatty. So anyway, we did that, and what did we do then? Big Fatty, we don't remember. I may have laid down and taken a little nipper nap. I watched some of the sports ball over the weekend, I think I did take a nipper nap, and then I got up and I cooked my hamburgers, and y'all, they smelled so good cooking on the grill. Oh, Big Fatty, we love a grilled burger, had that for my supper, and I cooked me some fried okra, and y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. And I was on that Stick It With a Poke little show, and let's see if I can remember who all was there. We had Blind Guy Jay, and we had the Haunt Cub, and we had Jimmy Bear,
And let's see, who else was on there? It was, there was somebody else on there. Oh, Jim was on there. And it seems like there was somebody, a Big Fatty, you're forgetting Gavin. Oh, well, you know, he made me a poor Big Fatty. And it seems like there was somebody else, but I don't remember who it was. Big Fatty, it was you. Oh, maybe it was me. So we did that. And, you know, then I had, we had already decided we're going out to the Connections on Saturday night. And, but y'all, before I get to that, Saturday afternoon, I went out to the Villa Mailbox. Make a wish, Christmas tree, Christmas in your heart, send your wish
true. Yeah, I guess so, y'all. And I went out there, and y'all, there were two cats. And a package. And y'all, I'm gonna do the postcard first. Big Fatty, look, it's a kitty on the front. It's actually, it's two kitties, and they're having a little tea party. And I'm gonna sneeze. Oh, Big Fatty. The kitties are all dressed up in the Sunday go-to-meeting plaid outfits, and they're having a little tea party, and it says, dear sweet BF poodle and kitty. Big Fatty, it's for me too. It is. And it says, the Beavers are sending their love from Berlin. We had so much fun here, spent all of our money and more. You might like it here too. Love you, KB and family. Why don't y'all take the card over in the corner and y'all go look at it? Yes. Okay, y'all just say yes. All right, anyway. That Gus Chad, y'all know Gus Chad. He told Big Fatty to expect a package and a cat. And he says, but open the package first. And y'all, of course, actually, the cat came in the mail on Friday, and the package came on Saturday. So, y'all, I'm opening the Big Fatty. It's taped up like the skull did it. It's true. And so, y'all, I'm opening the package now. It's about a Big Fatty. It's raped. It's not raped. It's raped. Oh, Big Fatty, look. It is. Let's just see what this is. Yes, Big Fatty, what is it? And all right, we're opening it up right now. And it is a light bulb. Oh, Big Fatty, why did he send you a right light bulb? I don't know, but he did. And, y'all, it's one of those that coiled up. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about a coil. Light bulbs. And let's just see why. No. Oh, Big Fatty, it's not a light bulb. It's something else. And what is all this? Oh, Big Fatty, it's packing. Okay, so I'm going to tell you. Big Fatty, it's not a light bulb at all. And y'all, it is an ointment. It is a crema ointment. And y'all, it first of all, it's lovely. On one side of it, it says, "Are you ready for your mystery date?" And y'all, then there's a hunky man with a hairy chest standing there. I guess I need to open the door. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then then on the back side, it is a logo for the Veda and Bacon Show. And y'all, it's Miss Bacon saying, "Hey, fart." What does that say underneath her? Woodhaven. Big Fatty Woodhaven. And and then it's a picture of Larry H. Vader, and y'all, he's dressed like Darth Vader, and it says, "And you're fat." Big Fatty,
that is lovely. Gus Chan, I don't know how you do it, but you do it. And yes, Big Fatty, he sure does do it. And anyway, and y'all then, here's the card. And let's just see what the card is. And Big Fatty, look. And y'all, I had asked Gus Chan to do a logo for the Veda and Bacon show, and y'all, that's what the outside of the card is. So y'all, I'm gonna have to scan that, and we'll use that as the show art this week when we have the Veda and Bacon show. And it says, "Our bird party. I was toying around with painting on metal blank ornaments, which is why I painted the ointment I sent you, but then thought you need something flat for the show art, Gus Chan." And Gus Chan, thank you so much. And y'all, he really has done a lovely job on these. Gus Chan, you are just the most. I wish I had half the talent that you have. Big Fatty, we all wish you had half the talent he had. Anyway, thank you so much. And y'all will be looking for that show art later this week, and be looking for the ointment on the crumble tree. Yes, Big Fatty, we will. Anyway, back to the weekend, y'all. Went out to the Connections, and y'all, I'm driving to the Connections, and all of a sudden I hear bing, bing, and you know, and I'm thinking, well, who's sending me a testimonium? And you know, like a good driver, I did not look at my cellular telephonic device, unlike that big Ricky who got a ticket for doing that. So I got to the Connections, and I look at the message. Y'all, it's from Granny. "I will not be coming out tonight. My car has a dead battery." And so I send him a message back, "Ruined." And he says, "Never mind. Durwood is coming to pick me up." And I thought to myself, double ruined. So y'all, we were at the bar, and one of our favorite bartenders has returned. Y'all, he's a jewel of a bartender, is all I got to say. Just a jewel of a bartender. Anyway, so we had some cocktails and caught up, and it was just a lovely night. It was Durwood and me and Granny, and Big Dick was there, and our other friend, we'll call him Larry, he was there also. And, y'all, we just kind of caught up. It's been a while since we had all been out. Y'all, I don't think I'd been to the Connection since early August. And then on Sunday, y'all, I've been a sloth. It's as if I'd moved back to Walnut Hills. Big Fatty never knew you lived in Walnut Hills. Well, I didn't. I visited one Thanksgiving and shit on the turkey. Yes, Big Fatty, we're reminded every year of that. It's vulgar. Anyway, I've just been a sloth, I washed all my underpants and had clean sheets this weekend, and it has been a lovely weekend. Like I say, it's gotten hot again. Oh, y'all, the other thing is my niece called me Saturday morning, woke my ass up, and so I didn't answer because my ass wasn't awake. Yes, Big Fatty, and she didn't want to talk to your sleepy ass anyway. And her mystery date, yes, Big Fatty, are coming over to Charleston. They're going to stay here at the Fat Villa this coming weekend. Oh, dear gussy. So, y'all, I will probably not be going out to the Connections this weekend. And I've alerted Granny and Durwood to that. So, anyway, so it should be an interesting weekend report on next Monday's little show. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. And, y'all, remember tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day of summer in the Northern Hemisphere. Big Fatty, I can't believe the time has just shot by. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal. The old gal and Sea Hag. Big Fatty, don't say that. What did you say over and over all weekend long?
Can you suck cock novel me?
Oh, Big Fatty, those darling children would love that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.